بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with Allah's mercy, and the title of the class is Allah Forgives All Sins. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn that Allah's mercy embraces everything in this life and the Day of Judgment. Today, inshallah, we will learn about a form of Allah's mercy, which is forgiveness of the sins. Inshallah, we will learn from the verses of the Quran and from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we will learn 11 steps for repentance, and inshallah, we will learn a story and a supplication. At the beginning, let us learn about the verses of the Holy Quran which clarifies the greatness of Allah's forgiveness. And we will start by Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 268 from Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Satan threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality, while Allah promises you forgiveness from him and bounty, and Allah is ever encompassing and knowing.
Also, sisters, we will recite, inshallah, from the same surah, surah number 2, verse number 271. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعماه وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير.
If you disclose your charitable expenditures, they are good. But if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. And he will remove from you some of your misdeeds thereby. And Allah, of what you do, is fully aware.
Inshallah, we will continue to learn about the verses of the Quran clarifying greatness of Allah's forgiveness, so that at the beginning of the class, it will be very clear for our spirit how great is Allah's forgiveness. Allah forgives all the sins. We will recite now from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Page 69. We will recite now from Surah number 3, verse number 31. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you should love Allah, then follow me, so Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will continue to recite from the same surah, surah number 3, and we will recite now from verse number 135 and 136. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Thank you.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
And those who, when they would commit an immorality or wrong themselves by transgression, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? And who do not persist in what they have done while they know? Those, their reward is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens beneath which rivers flow in paradise, wherein they will abide eternally, and excellent is the reward of the righteous workers.
Inshallah, now sisters, we will recite from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, the chapter of women. We will recite verse number 97, 98, and 99 to know more and more about the greatness of Allah's forgiveness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, those whom the angels take in death while wrongdoing themselves, the angels will say, in what condition were you? They will say, were oppressed in the land. They, the angels, will say, was not the earth of Allah spacious enough for you to immigrate therein? Were those their refuge as hell, and evil as that as a destination, except for the oppressed among the men, women, and children, who cannot devise a plan, nor are they directed to a way. For those it is expected that Allah will pardon them, and Allah is ever pardoning and forgiving.
Now, inshallah, sisters, we will recite from Surah number 5, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 39. Surah number 5, verse number 39, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite actually 38 and 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم.
As for the thief, the male and the female amputate their hands in recompense for what they earned or committed as a different punishment from Allah, and Allah is exalted in might and wise. But whoever repents after his wrongdoing and reforms, indeed Allah will return to him in forgiveness. Indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Inshallah, now sisters, we will recite from Surah number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 38. Surah number 8, verse number 38. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف وإن يعودوا فقد مضت سنة الأولين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say to those who have disbelieved that if they cease, what has previously occurred will be forgiven for them. But if they return to hostility, then the precedent of the former rebellious peoples has already taken place.
Now we will recite from Surah number 46. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah 46 is Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 31. Surah number 46, verse number 31. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O our people, respond to the caller of the Messenger of Allah and believe in him. He, Allah, will forgive you for your sins and protect you from a painful punishment.
We will recite from Surah number 47, verse number 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم.
And those who believe and do righteous deeds and believe in what has been sent down upon Muhammad, and it is the truth from their Lord, he will remove from them their misdeeds and amend their condition.
We will now, inshallah, sister, recite from Surah number 57, verse number 28, to know about the greatness of Allah's mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will then give you a double portion of His mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk and forgive you. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Inshallah, now we will recite from Surah number 64. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah At-Taghabun. Surah number 64, verse number 70. Verse number 17. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In tuqridu Allah qardan hasanan yudha'ifahu lakum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu shakurun halim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you loan Allah a goodly loan, He will multiply it for you and forgive you. And Allah is the most appreciative and forbearing.
We will recite now, sister, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 67, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna al-lazina yakhshawna rabbahum bil-ghaybi lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun kabir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, those who fear their Lord unseen will have forgiveness and great reward.
Insha'Allah, now we will recite from Surah number 71, Surah Nuh. We will recite verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 3 and 4. We will recite 2, 3 and 4. This is what Prophet Nuh was saying to his nation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala ya qawmi inni lakum nazirun mubin. Ana'budullaha wattaquuhu wa ati'un. Yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum wa yuakhirukum ila ajalin musamma. Inna ajalallahi idha jaa la yuakhar. Law kuntum ta'lamun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, O my people, indeed I am to you a clear warner to worship Allah, fear Him, and obey me. He, Allah, will forgive you of your sins and delay you for a specified term. Indeed, the time set by Allah when it comes will not be delayed if you only knew.
So actually, sisters, it is very clear from all these verses of the Quran how Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us about the greatness of His mercy, so that inshallah, whenever we are reciting the Holy Quran, we will be all the time having the hope in Allah's forgiveness. Let us now learn in more details about the fact that Allah forgives all the sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite now from Surah number 39, verse number 53, and then we will learn about the explanation of this verse in detail. Surah number 39, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 39, verse number 53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful.
So actually, sisters, let us learn about the message of this verse of the Quran from the following Hadith Qudsi. Al-Hadith Qudsi means that these are the words of Allah which will be mentioned on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and put your hope in me, I have forgiven you for what you have done, and I don't mind. O son of Adam, if your sins were to reach the clouds of the sky, and then you would seek my forgiveness, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, if you were to come to me with sins that are close to filling the earth, and then you would meet me without ascribing any partners with me, I would certainly bring to you forgiveness close to filling it. So now we will learn in details about this hadith, which is giving all the hope to every one of us, inshallah, regarding the greatness of Allah's, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, forgiveness. In this hadith, Qudsi, Allah the Almighty gives the hope to mankind more than any other narration. It displays the quality and attribute of Allah's mercy. In this hadith, Allah the Most Merciful tells man of the greatness of His forgiveness and mercy, so that no one would despair due to the amount of sins he may have committed. In this hadith, Allah catches the attention of mankind by calling out, O son of Adam. Actually, it is the call to every human being. So the question is, why didn't Allah say, O mankind, or O people? The significance of this specific call is because it was the first human being, Adam, who committed the first sin, and then he asked Allah's forgiveness, and Adam was forgiven by Allah. Actually, Allah calls out to His servants a call of forgiveness, mercy, and compassion, for He knows that man was created weak and is prone to fall into sin. Actually, we will recite now from the Holy Quran to know more about Allah's mercy and the importance of doing dua to Allah to forgive our sins. But before knowing about this, I just want to clarify that in the Hadith Qudsi, which we just mentioned, Allah is calling on every one of us to put his hope in Allah, so that inshallah you will be sure that Allah will forgive your sins, and this will be a way to connect with Allah all the time. Whether I am doing good deeds or I am a sinner, I can connect with Allah, I can have hope in Allah, so long I believe that Allah forgives all the sins. And also Allah is clarifying that if the sins, our sins are so great, still Allah's forgiveness is greater than our sins. This is another form of the kindness and mercy of Allah, and how Allah is trying to clarify to us that we must have hope in Him. We must never lose hope in Allah, because Allah forgives all the sins. We will recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 60, to know about Allah the Almighty and how He is calling on every one of us to call on Him for forgiveness. Surah number 40, verse number 60. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell, rendered contemptible.
Allah the Almighty is guiding every one of us to call on Him, and Allah is giving us the full trust in Him that He will respond to us. Actually, this is the most important condition of making dua to Allah, that you must have full trust that Allah will respond to you. No doubt at all regarding Allah's response to His servant's dua. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, supplicate Allah while you are certain of a response. And know that Allah doesn't respond to a supplication from a heart that is inattentive. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that we must put our hope in Allah, and we must be sure 100% that so long I am calling on Allah with sincerity, and in reality I am looking for Allah's forgiveness, inshallah Allah will forgive me. And also, so long I call on Allah with sincerity, inshallah Allah will respond to my call, and Allah will make all what I am looking for, inshallah, a reality out of His mercy. This hadith, supplicate to Allah while you are certain of a response, means that Allah is saying to every one of us, put your hope in me. And man was not created sinful, but he was created weak. He is prone to fall into the temptations of sin and whispers of the shaitan. This means that Allah knows about our weakness, and because of that Allah is giving us the opportunity that our sins will be forgiven, because we are weak, not because we are sinful by nature. In another hadith Qudsi, Allah said, I am with my servant as he expects of me. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, sister, Allah treats His servant as the servant expects of Allah. So the people will be divided into two groups. The first group, if one has hope in Allah and has trust that Allah will answer his supplication, and also Allah will forgive his sins, Allah will support him and Allah will give him what he is looking for. But for the other group of people whom they don't have hope in Allah and they are in despair of his mercy, Allah will act with them according to their intention. So this means that not having hope in Allah and despairing of His mercy is a great sin, and it is an act of disbelief, as Allah said in Surah number 12, verse number 87. We must realize, sister, and believe that losing the hope in Allah is a great sin. By itself is a great sin. So I must never lose hope in Allah, because I will be a sinner when I will lose hope in Allah, because losing hope in Allah is a form of disbelief in Allah. This is mentioned in Surah number 12, verse number 86. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
All my sons, go and find out about Joseph and his brother, and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people.
So now, sisters, let us learn about the importance of repentance and seeking forgiveness from Allah. We should all the time, sister, know that we must all the time call on Allah for His forgiveness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, turn to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness. For surely I make repentance 100 times every day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah clarified that he already had forgiven all his sins, okay, but in spite of Allah's forgiveness, he was asking Allah 100 times per day for forgiveness. So what about us human beings, whom we have our shaitan and we have our desires? So we must all the time and every day call on Allah at least 100 times, as our Prophet was doing, and ask Allah His forgiveness, and we repent to Him 100 times a day. And actually, when a person does a sin and then he sincerely turns to Allah for forgiveness, inshallah, he will know that Allah is ready to accept his repentance and to forgive him all his sins. This is clarified in Surah number 4, verse number 110. Whenever you call on Allah after doing a sin and you are sincere, be sure that Allah, inshallah, will grant you His forgiveness and will accept your repentance. Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 110. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في ال... Sorry, this is 100. Sorry, I will recite 110. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And whoever does a wrong or wrongs himself, but then seeks forgiveness of Allah, will find Allah forgiving and merciful.
So now, sister, inshallah, we will learn about 11 steps which we must do when we ask Allah for forgiveness. This is to answer the question, how to ask Allah for forgiveness. I will give you, inshallah, 11 steps. So that, inshallah, you will be sure that Allah accepts your repentance, and inshallah, Allah will forgive you your sins. Number one, understand your mistake. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I must admit that I did a mistake. Okay, I must accept the truth that I committed a sin. This is very important. Okay, the admission of the mistake is the first step so that, inshallah, Allah will accept my repentance. So number one, I already admitted that I committed a sin. Number two, don't ask for forgiveness under the pressure of others. Don't ask for forgiveness under the pressure of others. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that I must be the one to choose to repent. I am the one who choose to repent. I am not supposed to repent because my husband pressurized me to repent, or my kids pressurized me to repent. This is not accepted. Why? Because in Islam, actions are only by intention. So it must be that it is my own intention that I am the one who choose to repent to Allah, because I already admitted that I did a mistake. Step number three, make up your mind to never repeat the mistake. Make up your mind to never repeat the mistake. What is the meaning of this? The meaning is that to seek repentance, you can't be like, I will ask for forgiveness and do it again. And actually, this is the problem of most of the people. The meaning of this step, sisters, is that you must have the full intention that I will never repeat the mistake. Because if you ask Allah's forgiveness and you still have the intention to repeat the same mistake, this means that Allah will not accept your forgiveness, because Allah knows our intention. The fourth step regarding acceptance of our repentance by from Allah, step number four is that apply the three factors that determine the effectiveness of your tawbah or of your repentance. Apply three factors that determine the effectiveness of your repentance. Number one, recognize your sins.
I'm trying to write that down.
The factor, recognize your sins and mistakes. The second factor, feeling ashamed and upset. And the third factor, making a promise to never repeat the mistake. The fifth step regarding acceptance of our repentance is to recognize if someone else were also affected by your sins or mistakes. That is just to know whether your actions hurt others. So seek their forgiveness too. Okay, so actually this step number five is related to the sin, which is not only between me and Allah. It is between me and the people. Because there are two kinds of sins. There is a sin between me and Allah. For example, if I don't pray, if I don't fast, you know, this is between me and Allah. But this is the acts of worship between me and Allah. But regarding treating the people, if I hurt someone else's feeling, and this is a sin or a mistake, I must ask forgiveness from that person. So in this case, I will ask forgiveness from that person and I will ask forgiveness from Allah. I will ask both of them for forgiveness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, if the sin or the mistake which I did violated the rights of any other person, so restore his right and ask his forgiveness. Again, suppose as a mother, I did a sin that I didn't take care of my kids. Okay, I didn't give them their rights to take care of them, to raise them in a good way. So this means that I violated their rights. Okay, so I must also restore their right and ask their forgiveness. Okay, so it is again very clear that in Islam we must be very critical regarding doing mistakes with other people. Okay, it is not only to ask Allah's forgiveness, but also to ask those people whom we violated their rights or whom we hurted their feelings, to ask them for their forgiveness, so that on the day of judgment they will not take from our good deeds. I must close the issue with them while I am still in the worldly life. And suppose that the person whom I hurted her feeling or I violated her rights is a very difficult human being whom I can't mention to her or to him that I did a mistake or I was sinner regarding the rights. Those people I can actually do dua to Allah for them. So this is to replace, you know, being not able to ask their forgiveness because I can't mention to them that I did a sin towards them, and they are the kind of people whom they never accept any apology. So instead of having another problem with them or a bigger problem with them, I will do dua to Allah to forgive them, okay, their sins, and on the day of judgment, I will clarify to Allah my situation. But I will be all the time trying to compensate for my mistake towards them, so that on the day of judgment, they will not take most of my good deeds. I will try, you know, to compensate for my mistake while I am in the worldly life. And actually, sister, this is a very important fact and reality in Islam. Try all the time to compare the worldly life with the day of judgment and the other life. Okay, actually they can't be compared because worldly life is nothing for the believer and the other life is the reality. So if I tolerated a little bit more in the worldly life, if I struggled with the human beings more in the worldly life, no problem. So long I will save myself on the day of judgment. So to go to the people and tell them I am sorry, or please excuse me, or I apologize for my mistakes, don't feel shy to do this. No problem. We are still in the worldly life. Even if the people will not accept your apology or treat you not in a good way, so long you believe in the world, in the other life, it will be easy for you. And actually it happened to me. I have a sister, and she was very tough with me, so I became very nervous with her. Okay, and then when I went home, I felt that, you know, on the day of judgment, she will take from my good deeds. So I discussed it with myself. Then I decided that for the sake of the other life, okay, I will say to her, I apologize. Whether she accepted or not, no problem. She didn't accept. Okay, no problem for me.
At least you did what you could.
At least I tried. Right. She told me, no, I can't. I told her, Jazakallahu khayr. At least I tried my best. And Allah is my witness. I can't do more than this. Step number 6 regarding attempts of the repentance is to be sure that Allah will accept your repentance. To be sure that Allah will accept your repentance when you already did the first 5 steps. Step number 7 is that put your trust in the power of Allah's repentance, as He has many merits. Put the trust in the power of repentance. Put the trust, be sure that inshallah Allah will accept your repentance. Okay, this is step number 7. All the time be sure that inshallah Allah will accept your repentance. That is to say, to have trust in Allah's forgiveness. To have number 7, to have trust in Allah's forgiveness. Number 8, follow the 5 pillars of Islam with sincerity. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of number 8 is that after you already have the intention for the repentance to Allah, start to do the good deeds. Start to follow the commands of Allah to prove to Allah that you are on the right path. So follow the 5 pillars of Islam with sincerity. Okay? Number 9, try to obey all the commands of Allah as you can. Number 10, be away from bad friends. Okay, because they have bad influence on you. Be away from the bad friends. Number 11, keep on calling on Allah for forgiveness. All the time ask Allah for forgiveness, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking Allah's forgiveness 100 times per day. Now inshallah we will have a story, the story of the week, about the man who killed 99 people and Allah the Almighty accepted his repentance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a man from among a nation before you who killed 99 people and then made an inquiry about the most learned person on the earth. He was directed to a monk. He went to him and told him that he killed 99 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the negative. That is to say, there is no chance for repentance, so the man killed him. The man then asked about the most learned man on the earth. He was directed to a scholar. The scholar mentioned the scholar after knowing about his story. He said to him, you have a chance from Allah for repentance. The gate of Allah's forgiveness is all the time opened. So he said to the man, go to such and such land and there you will find people devoted to prayer and worship of Allah. Join them in worship and don't come back to your land because it is an evil place. The man started going away and hardly had he covered half of the distance when death overtook him. And there was a dispute between the angels of mercy and the angels of torment. Those of mercy pleaded, this man has come with a repenting heart to Allah. And those of punishment replied, he never did a good deed in his life. Then there appeared another angel in the form of a human being, and he agreed to judge between them. He said, measure the distance between the two lands. and the man will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer. They measured and found him closer to the land of piety where he intended to go, and the angels of mercy collected his spirit. So actually, sisters, if you look to the board, this is what happened. Okay, this is the land of evil which that man left, and this is the land of piety which he was looking forward to reach. Actually, he died in a place which is more closer to the land of piety, and the angels of mercy took his spirit, and he received the mercy of Allah. And actually, there are many lessons from this story which we must learn. Number one, the gate of repentance, that is to say, the gate of Allah's forgiveness, is open even for the worst of sinners. This is the man who killed 100 people. He killed 100 people, but still, out of Allah's forgiveness and mercy, he was taken by the angels of mercy. So this is a clear proof to every one of us that Allah's forgiveness is greater than our imagination. So let us all the time have the hope in Allah's forgiveness and be sure that inshallah, out of his mercy, he will forgive our sins so long we repent to him sincerely. Number two, the lesson number two, Allah forgives everyone who is sincere in his repentance. This is the most important factor regarding repentance, is to be sincere in our repentance. Number three, it is the duty of every religious scholar to give the hope of Allah's forgiveness to all the sinners and to encourage every sinner to repent. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that actually it is the duty of the scholars to repeat and repeat and encourage every believer that we are all sinners. Allah created us weak. So it is easy for us to do the sins because of the shaitan and because of the desires. But so long we are believers in the oneness of Allah, and so long we have the intention and the sincerity to repent, inshallah, it will be Allah's forgiveness to forgive our sins. This message must be spread to all the Muslims so that none of us will despair of Allah's mercy. Lastly, we must learn that Allah is the most forgiving, as he forgives a killer of 100 people. All the time have the belief that my Lord is the most forgiving. My Lord is the most forgiving. I am not supposed to despair at all of his mercy. I can be close to him all the time, even if I did a great sin, but still the gate is open. Inshallah, I will repent. Inshallah, he will forgive me. My Lord is the most forgiving. And now, inshallah, we will learn a supplication regarding forgiveness, which is the supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will read it now, inshallah, and I will repeat it 3 times. O Allah, forgive me and pardon me. Indeed, you are the oft-returning with compassion and ever merciful. I will repeat it again. Allah, forgive me and pardon me. Indeed, you are the oft-returning with compassion and ever merciful. O Allah, forgive me and pardon me. Indeed, you are the oft-returning with compassion and ever merciful. Alhamdulillah, today we the greatness of Allah, for we already learned that the gates of Allah's forgiveness are open to every one of us. Let us all have the sincere repentance from our sins, and inshallah, the Almighty, the most merciful, the most forgiving, will accept inshallah all our sins. And let us make the dua to Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.